Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. She has stores in Lehigh and in Orem. If you're out shopping today and need to redo a fall refresh on your house, Osmond Designs, the place to go. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
So good. I feel like today's going to be a master class for the real estate market, for investors, for just average buyers and sellers. So keep it locked right here if you want a master class.
This is all free advice for our KSL friends. And we always just love having the best of the best guests and clients on this show. And you know, the best real estate agents, the best real estate developers, title companies, contractors, everything in between. And today we want to welcome back one of our friends of the show, Craig Whiting, with Prime Real Estate Experts. He's an owner and a broker. Craig, you're kind of a big deal, and we're so happy to have you as part of the show.
Well, I guess big deal is in the eye of the beholder, right? But yeah, I am happy to be on here and super happy to be involved in a real estate industry here in Utah that is just a great place to be and transact real estate. And there's so much exciting potential in the market if you know where to find it. And regardless of the market we're in, it's just a beautiful time.
So, Craig, how did you get into this market first and foremost?
I would say out of default because I graduated right after 9/11 back in the day and it was not a good job market. I applied to like dozens of places. And the short story is eventually I landed as a job as a mortgage loan officer and got into the real estate industry that way. Eventually got my real estate license and then became a broker a handful of years later, got a master's degree in real estate development and just been rolling ever since.
No, and you are definitely one of the best in the state of Utah. You know anything and everything about the real estate market. So kind of fill us in nationally what's going on and then specifically, you know, this month in real estate in Utah.
You know, and it's a very interesting time and I'm getting this question quite a bit, like what is happening in the market right now? And, you know, nationally, we're seeing a slowing. Interest rates are definitely affecting what's happening. But that being said, the effects from the federal government to attempt to tame inflation, they're starting to work, but it's not fully there yet. But that being said, there's still resilience in the real estate market, and people are maybe surprised to know that the prices have gone up more this year than they've gone down. And so what we're seeing like right now here in the state of Utah is this: if you are in a low price range, your product type is very hot. Like we are still encountering multiple offers in the affordable price ranges. I'm representing a buyer right now that we've gone up against three different homes in a row where we're going up against multiple offers. They have not won. There's a certain budget they can only go to. And so we're getting outbid and what we can talk about some more tips and tricks on that later. But that price range is very strong. The middle price ranges, they're a little soft right now. And it's primarily, you know, there's a seasonal aspect to that just happens typically year
Kids
after
in
year.
School, you know, all the good stuff.
Do you want to talk about too? What is a low price end? Do you want to give a figure for that?
That's a great question. So I would say Salt Lake County, if you have a detached single family home and you're priced under $400,000, that is going to be a very hot product type right now.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad you asked that clarifying question. And that price is going to change depending on the county and the area and even the neighborhood that you're in. But generally speaking, if you're in that price range and you're a detached single family home, it's going to be a hot product type.
Yeah.
Those soft, we're experiencing that softness is sort of in, you know, 500,000, 600,000, 700,000. And then interestingly, in the high price ranges, those buyers tend to be, the market doesn't really affect them quite as much.
Yeah, because they're cash buyers.
Yeah, a lot of them are cash. Yeah. Like there are multi-million-dollar deals that are happening that are competitive. Now, all this being said, regardless of your home, your property type, it can be hot if you price it too low.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't price it right, it doesn't matter what price range you're in, you'll sell exceptionally fast. And so I see some products, some properties coming on the market that are priced not correctly, and they are getting bidding wars because they just weren't priced right.
Are you seeing the effect from the raising of the interest rates where people are like, I want to sell, but I don't think I can afford the new interest rate?
That is a common situation right now. And because of that, we have fewer listings coming on the market. We're lagging behind the traditional number of listings that are coming on. because people are hanging on to the lower rates they currently have. Mm-hmm. But that effect will not remain forever, because people that need to move will end up needing to move. And so whether they're outgrowing their home due to family increase, you know, size increases or job changes, whatever it may be, those products, you know, those people will come back on the market with their homes. So they're just resisting doing so right now, which is one reason why prices, generally speaking, are remaining fairly strong here, because we don't have enough listings hitting the market.
Right. I think so too. Okay. So Craig, just this week, I was talking to several real estate developers. These are huge real estate developers in the state of Utah. And they were talking about how they're scaling back products, new starts for 2024. Yeah. Normally, you know, on the books, they're doing 4 huge developments and they're scaling back to 1.
Yeah.
Which says a lot about the existing home market, that there, you know, will be an increase in that because there just won't be the new product available on the market.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that dynamic that you just explained, it will, again, help stabilize values, because we won't be flooding the market with too much inventory. But we're going to feel the effects of that, because we need that inventory to hit the market. We need that right now. We have, on a percentage basis, the largest population growth in the entire United States. And our job market is still exceptionally strong. And those two factors really drive real estate values and real estate demand. So the demand is still strong. Developers need to be bringing product to the market. And they're navigating a market that is a little unpredictable. You know, it's a very risky business that they're in development. And so I don't blame them for what they're doing, but what they are doing will help stabilize prices, because they're not going to oversupply the market. But you're right, Heather, it's going to allow for existing homes to experience pretty good sales prices, because they're not competing against builders.
Right. And I think there will probably be a lot more people that will be remodeling. So it can be a positive and a negative depending on which industry you're in, right?
Yeah.
But I think in Utah, it's very, very interesting to see the ebb and flow. And, you know, year over year, I think that we're definitely still increasing over national averages. We're killing it here in Utah. It's always been a booming market, which is why it's so fun to do this real estate show, because we always get to talk about the good news.
Yes. Utah is the highest priced red state. And when I say red, Republican state, generally Republican state, we have the highest median house value of the entire United States when it comes to just those red states. And that's not going to change. We have excellent factors that are going to play out in the long term very favorably for us, like very favorably for us, between the population growth, job growth, and then other developments that are coming, whether it be the prison relocation and the redevelopment that'll happen there, or what was announced recently about Utah City down in Vineyard.
Yeah.
These are things that are going to drive additional value here in Utah, like long-term growth. We're set up exceptionally well for that.
I think so too. So in the construction industry, where interest rates are where they are currently, there are a lot of these large development companies, like I was mentioning earlier, that are looking at 8%, 9%, and 10% interest rates on $40 million, $60, $80 million loans. So of course they're going to be a little more hesitant. And I think banks are not going to be lending as freely as they have, just because of the market. So,
right. You
know, there definitely is a slowdown there. But I think generally, you know, as an investor, grab those low-end homes. You will always have tenants. Sign those 1-year, 2-year, 5-year leases, depending on if you're commercial or residential. And, you know, year over year, you're going to make some good money here in Utah.
Buyers are in the driver's seat right now.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, they're in the driver's seat. And a lot of people don't understand that. They say, I'm not going to buy, I don't like the rate. And I've said this a lot before. You marry the home, you date the rate. That rate is going to change over time. The question you need to ask yourself, do you want to have, what's more important to you, price or payment? Because today you can get a really good price on real estate. You're not going to like your payment, but that payment won't be your payment long term. The average lifespan of a loan is so much shorter than people realize, because rates are going to fall and you're going to refinance. So if you wait until even February, prices are going to, like, we have this sort of soft moment right now that is going to happen between now and maybe the early part of February. And then come February, prices are going to be jumping again. So, and the price jump that's going to happen from February to July will be higher than what savings you thought you were going to have by waiting for rates to come down. You're just going to lose if you do that game.
I feel like you guys are so Pollyanna. Like, I've never met a real estate agent who's not like, the market's great. Everything's fine. We're still buying and selling. But I hear you. I get it. I think that's important to look at that side. Also, I think there's some realities out there, right? Like, for buyers who are in a home and may want to move, but they can't afford that new rate, even though they want to date the rate, they can't afford those monthly payments, so they just stay put.
Yeah, there's some tricks for buyers, and then we'll probably get this in the next segment. There's some really good tricks for buyers to help that payment be good for them. Yeah.
There's always creative financing, and there's
awesome.
There's always great deals in any market if you have the right team helping you. We have Craig Whiting. He is the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts as our guest on the show today. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you are, you can podcast this episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. It'll pop up. Plus, we have the KSL News Radio app where you can get all of our podcasted shows, including The Home Show. Heather Osmond with me of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and in Orem for all your interior design needs. You got to get down there to Osmond Designs. Heather, I'm the person in the market who is hook, line, and sinker buying into the Fed raising the interest rate, right? It's like, I could sell my house, I could make a lot of money on it, but I have such a good interest rate right now, I do not want to go and get a more expensive payment for possibly less house. And, you know, it just unmotivates me, right, to want to move. But I know our guest today is going to help people like me.
For sure. And it can be overwhelming. And I feel like education is power, which is why we have one of our favorite guests back on the show. It's Craig Whiting. He's the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts. Welcome back, Craig. How are you?
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Lindsay. Happy to be on here. Lindsay, I'm going to help you right now.
I know. Give me all the tips and tricks, because I'm the person that you need to convince why I should still sell my home right now.
We're your cheerleaders over here. Go, Lindsay. Buy a house this week.
Yeah, here's the gig, Lindsay. Don't sell your house.
Okay.
Build a real estate portfolio. Keep your house. Keep your interest rate. Put a renter in there. Now, you may need to access the equity from that to help with the buy.
Where am I going to live?
I'm going to get you a new house.
There are options. So let's go over some of the options to help you have an awesome payment for your next house, even though interest rates right now are not attractive.
Okay.
There are ways to make it attractive. So I would say keep your current home if you can. Try to build that real estate portfolio, because over time, I'm confident in the long-term outlook of real estate values here in Utah. You'll be grateful that you kept it. Now, some people can't. Some people do have to sell. I understand that.
Right.
But if you're in a position where you can, keep the home. Put a renter in there. We can access the equity from that home through, you know, you can get an equity line of credit and pull out some equity that way as a down payment on the next home. But here's some critical tips that are working really well for buyers right now. There are ways to buy down your rate to a very attractive level. And so there are a couple ways you can go about it. One is through what's called a 2-1 buy down. So what a 2-1 buy down does for you is that your interest rate in year one is 2% lower than your actual note rate. Mm. And then in year two, it's 1% lower than your actual note rate. And then by year three, it's at what your note rate is.
Okay.
You can have the seller pay for this 2-1 buy down for you. And given the softness in the market right now, there are sellers out there paying for 2-1 buy downs for buyers. So now you can get in with an interest rate perhaps even below 6% for year one, a little bit less than 7% for year two, and then a little bit less than 8% for year three going forward. However, if you look at that timeline, cyclically speaking, with what's happening with interest rates, there's a really, really good chance that within that 2-year window, you can do a refinance and get it down that way.
Okay.
Anyway, so the 2-1 buy down is a really, really excellent tool being implemented by a lot of buyers. Many people don't even know that.
Right.
And so really, people that are out there shopping in the market right now, talk to your real estate agent, talk to your lender, say, hey, how can I get a 2-1 buy down? And how can I have the seller pay for that? So that's one of the tips. Now, a second tip that some buyers are using right now is a permanent buy down. I actually would advise against this, but there are buyers that are doing that where they're taking a credit from the seller to push their interest rate from, say, upper sevens to maybe low sevens and getting that fixed in. Still not super attractive, but a little easier on the budget than something that's up closer to sevens or eights.
Right.
The reason why I would not recommend a permanent buy down right now is the chance that rates will go down is much better at this point than that rates are going to go up.
Right.
And we're talking about long-term rates, not short-term rates, that the Fed is what's – the Fed manipulates short-term rates, not long-term rates.
Right.
So when they make their rate movements, they're actually moving those short-term rates. But anyway, I wouldn't do a permanent buy-down because it's going to cost a bunch of money, and it's possible in the next year or two that the rates will be down at that level anyway that you could get without having to pay that extra buy-down fee.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the permanent buy-down route, I don't prefer as much. The 2-1 buy-down route works really, really
That's
well right
the
now.
The money spot right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they say with elections that interest rates always go down. So we're coming up on that, right? So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, we obviously don't have a crystal ball here, but generally, this is what we're advising. And there are great deals to be had. So if you can save $25,000, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 on your home purchase and have to pay a little bit for a 2-1 buy down to help you with that monthly payment, it's a win-win for everyone.
So it's massively a win-win.
What's the solution for a place to live if I want to keep my current, and like you're saying, build my real estate portfolio? Because obviously you can move in with family or, you know, like you've got to have another place. But
don't move in with family, Lindsay.
Yeah, I
don't
know. Trust
do
me.
That.
There's not happening anytime soon. I have too much stuff.
No, thank you.
Too many Amazon packages.
Oh,
no one will want me. But, you know, you're saying that we said in a previous segment that the market on those more affordable homes is pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
Which means there's not going to be a ton of inventory if I need to buy a less expensive house in order to keep the payment on my current house. Although if I have a renter in, I might kind of break even with that mortgage, right?
Yeah, so, you'll likely cash flow with your current property. And then you could take that extra cash flow toward your next property. So that is another way to sort of offset some of that ugly mortgage payment that you would get on the next house.
Right.
And really, when I talk about the hot price ranges, it's really that sub $400,000 price range and detached homes specifically speaking. But that sort of the median house value is in the 500s or 600s, depending on where you're at. And so that median house price, that median house, that one is soft right now. So accessing that price point is actually really attractive at this moment. And to your point, Heather, that price point now versus what you would get, say, come May, because in a funny thing happens, there are a lot of lemmings in this market that, you know, sometime late January, sometime maybe mid-February, a bunch of buyers flood to the market. And I get it. I know my phone will be like light up the moment it happens. Our open houses light up the moment it happens. And when that happens, buyers will lose in that singular moment. They lose $10,000 to $20,000 in buying power at that singular moment. And then they lose another $10,000 to $20,000 as the spring market goes on.
Mm.
And so you can buy something today for perhaps $30,000 to $40,000 less than you otherwise would have to pay come the spring. And say your payment's $1,000 higher than you really want it to be for a period of a year, maybe 2 years. Well, that's, you know, $12,000 bucks, $18,000 bucks, something like that. But you're saving $30,000 to $40,000, maybe $50,000 in the price you get now, which is why buying in October, November, December, January, great times to buy. You start to lose that power as a buyer going into February, March, April, May, June.
And that's my problem. I don't have that long-term vision to be like, oh, I'm saving money on the cost of the home so I can afford the monthly payments
a
little more. But
hence the 2-1 buy down, though.
Right.
That helps. That helps a lot. And in fact, if you happen to refinance that 2-1 buy down during that 2-1 buy down period, you actually get a credit for the unused portion of that buy down.
Mm.
You actually don't lose a penny of it. It's a beautiful product.
It is a beautiful product. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We have Craig Whiting. He is the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts, one of the best real estate agents and brokers in the entire state of Utah. You're so lucky if you're tuning in today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more tips and tricks for sellers.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayers on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I said this at the top of the show, and I'm going to say it again. Today's episode is a masterclass on how to buy and sell your home, whether you're a buyer or a seller. Tips and tricks for you on how to to get the most out of your home, how to move if you're not sure you can afford the new interest rates, all of those things. Heather Osmond, of course, our host of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. So when you buy that new house, go and fill it with Osmond Design furniture and you'll be golden.
It's so much fun. We are having the best sales right now on anything and everything fall related. All of our Halloween, all of our Thanksgiving, all of our Christmas decor is out and it's already selling, you guys. It's crazy. Grab yourself a new pumpkin spice candle, some apple cinnamon. It's life changing. Get those throw blankets out. Make your home cozy and warm and inviting, which is always so much fun. So, of course, we love talking about design on this real estate show, but I also love talking about real estate. Not only do I have the opportunity as an interior designer to go into people's homes, but I'm also a real estate investor myself. So my husband and I, back in the day, we owned 33 residential properties. And we were the landlords of that while we were raising four kids. It was crazy busy. And then we transitioned to assisted living properties. And then we transitioned into commercial retail. So we have a little bit of experience. We own some shopping centers and some development land and different things. We're getting ready to, I'm getting ready to open up a new Osmond Design store, build that at Traverse Mountain there in Lehigh.
Oh, that's an awesome location.
Still in the market myself, Craig, but there's always tips and tricks, even when I sell my own product, that I love to incorporate. And you have the best tips that you're going to share with our KSL friends today. Again, it's Craig Whiting, the owner and broker of Prime Real Estate Experts. You know, it's going to be such valuable free information. Get ready.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Selling a home. I'll tell you, first of all, selling a home may not be the right thing to do. It may be best to keep the home as a rental. We talked about that in the last segment. Time of year, sometimes it makes sense to wait and sometimes it doesn't. And so it's really an individualized situation. You really need to talk to an expert to know whether selling right now is right for you, because there are some people that should sell right away. And there are some people that should not sell right away. But let's go ahead and let's go into a discussion on, okay, so if you're going to sell the home right now, what is the best thing to do? A lot of people feel like they have to do significant remodels to their property to get the value out of it. But the math does not bear that out ever. It really just does not. So remodeling a kitchen, remodeling a bathroom, those things will not give you back the value. They will not give you enough value to compensate for the cost of doing those things. You really need to focus your time and energy on the cosmetic aspects of your home. If your carpet is not good, you will do better by replacing that instead of doing what many agents suggest. Do a carpet credit. Don't do that.
No.
The credit you're going to have to end up giving out will exceed what you could have put into the carpet up front. You're going to get possibly, you know, 150% back on your money, maybe 200% back on your money by doing carpet. So the cosmetic, the flooring, sometimes at the walls, depending on what those look like. You don't necessarily need to change colors. People can't honestly see through the colors unless it's just bizarre and crazy. But a bedroom here or there that's painted a unique color is fine. And if you have an outdated color, that's also not a problem. But if it's just the paint job is worn and it looks
tired.
Yeah, grungy. Yeah. Then a paint job is going to do great for you. Now, the yard, the cosmetic aspect, what that looks like, that's going to be critical as well. Tightening up things such as light bulbs, replacing the light bulbs, making the light in the home look good. That is going to go a far way for you. Significant issues in the home, yeah, you're going to want to fix that. Like that, I was with a seller the other day and there was a leak that happened in the laundry room and the laundry room's torn up. Okay, get that back together. That's going to cost a little bit of money. You're going to want to put that back together. Don't just leave that for the next buyer. But just a generally cleaning it, making it look shiny, making it look good. But it's really the simple cosmetic things. Old furnaces, no, don't replace them. Old AC units, don't replace them. Mm. They're expensive. Some buyers aren't going to care about that. Okay, I see people put money into, well, I'm going to put money into triple pane windows. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're not going to get the value back out.
What about squeaky floors?
Squeaky floors. Okay. I would fix those.
How does one fix those? Maybe okay. Speaking for a friend.
Yeah.
An older home on the east side.
That's a great question. And that's beyond my expertise, but there are ways to fix that. And that wouldn't, I think, cost too much, but that will give you the value back out. Because what is a buyer experiencing when they're walking through the home?
It's such an emotional thing. Yes. I think people don't realize how it's emotional that is, especially for women.
Yeah.
And you'll walk in that front door and you'll say, no, we're out.
How did I not notice my squeaky floors, though, when I walked through my house?
And they can be fixed. Yeah, a lot of times they'll pull up a few floorboards, screw down that subfloor, and then replace those. Okay. And it's not super expensive, Lindsay. It's just kind of a pain.
All right.
So the home buying process is so psychological.
It is.
And this is huge. Where, like, Heather's expertise comes in hugely.
Professional staging is huge.
You've got to have it looking so great. Mm-hmm. Even if you, so vacant homes, that's almost a no-brainer to stage it.
Mm-hmm.
But what many people don't realize that even if you're living in it, you can have professional staging come in and change out a few pieces of your furniture on a temporary basis.
Yeah.
And sort of just set your rooms up in such a way that when the buyer walks through, there's this emotional connection between the buyer and the property.
Absolutely. And a lot of times they can buy the new sectional or buy the new bedroom set that they want to use in their next home.
And enjoy it now.
And you're getting more money for your home because your home looks well-maintained and fresh and updated. And then the home buyer can see themselves and envision their family in that home. I think generally just a well-maintained home makes all the difference. Because if you feel like there's so much deferred maintenance and things that are worn and run down and not taken care of, then it really, it's a red flag for all those buyers, because there's always money pits and things that you don't know about your home that you're buying that you always need to just have a little rainy day fund for.
Yeah.
So the more you can just touch up that paint, like you were talking about, make sure those baseboards are clean, the blinds are clean, the hardwood's in good condition, like Lindsay's saying, we don't want squeaky floors, whether it be carpet or hardwood or whatever. And I think just having a good team to help you know as a seller, because there's a lot of things you don't know and you get used to your home. So someone like Craig can come in, my team can come in, and we're just really a fresh set of eyes that can give you tips and tricks on, okay, this is a good place to spend money. This is a good place. Don't waste your money on this, because you're not going to get it. Like you were talking about changing all of the carpet.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's huge.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 10, 15, 20-year-old carpet, it smells bad. It looks bad, and it makes anything and everything else look bad as well.
Right.
So I think that's a huge investment.
Yeah. And a lot of buyers, when they come in, they might not have the ability to replace that right now, but they wouldn't want to buy it without that being replaced. Hence, they're going to come in low value, or they're going to ask for a huge credit. It just doesn't make sense. It never makes sense. So the pre-listing walkthroughs that we do, we don't charge any money for that. We will come and provide you advice for free on what you need to do to get your home ready to sell and place your dollars on the right spot. Because every time, and I'll say this without fail, every time I go in and the seller say, well, these are the things I think I need to do, and here's the price tags I think I'm going to have to pay to get the home ready for sale, and I go through and I just start chopping that list down and then refocusing the list on other things. You really need to save a lot of money by having us come through, do a pre-listing walkthrough, and help you understand exactly what you need to do to get your property ready for sale.
I love that. Okay, so appliances, in my opinion, are always a huge thing. I love walking through a kitchen and they have new appliances or updated appliances, or even just cleaning your appliances. I can't tell you how many times I've walked through and seen just absolutely disgusting ranges and stoves.
Right.
And refrigerators and, you know, all of that. So do not overestimate the value of a great kitchen in helping you get the best price for your home. And this really is a competition. You do have other homes out there that these buyers are looking at, and you have to stand out. And, you know, it's in the details that really make all the difference.
Yeah. And it's because there are a lot of assumptions a buyer's going to make if they walk into a home that's got, it just doesn't psychologically or emotionally speak to them because of it being dirty or just not being presented correctly. They're now going to assume, well, if it's not cosmetically popping out to me, what's behind the walls that they haven't been taken care of as well? And they start making a lot of assumptions that may not be true. Like, it may not be true. There might be a beautiful furnace. There might be a beautiful air conditioner, things like that are just awesome. And the seller, or the buyer rather, overlooks those because they come in and they can't get there beyond the eyesight of what they see or smell or feel or experience right around them.
I think so too. Okay, so we are going into the fall season. It's getting a little bit colder.
Yeah.
And we just have this really short window to just do that fall cleanup, which I think is so important. Preparing your home for winter and getting everything tidied up and clean and maintained. And having that, you know, wow factor when you drive by someone's home, yeah. You can tell if they care about their home. And where we're such an online society right now, you have to be able to get people into your home. And that makes all the difference in the world. They have to look at all your neighbors. Yeah. The neighborhood, the feel of your home is more important than ever, that curb appeal.
Yeah. And I'll say just a random pro tip here. If your yard is not very good, it is better to sell it now or in the winter than in the spring, because in the spring and summer, that bad yard speaks horribly for you. Like it doesn't do really well. So if your backyard is like the grass is all dead or whatever, it's so much easier to slide that one a little through in the fall and in the winter time when people aren't really paying attention to yard stuff. But you will not slide that through in the late spring or summer. You just aren't going to. So if that's one of your circumstances, talk to me. We may want to talk about that right now.
I think that's amazing. Today you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We're giving you all the tips and tricks if you are a seller, how to get that competitive edge over all the competition, your neighborhood, your city, you know, whatever area, your school district. It's more important than ever. People just want to live where they want to live. And there's only so many to choose from. A lot of sellers right now, they're not on the market because they want to be. It's usually because they have to be.
Yeah.
And so buyers, take advantage of that. Go get a great price on a great home right now. We have Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. He is the owner and broker as a guest on our show today. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. Stay tuned for more tips and tricks on the KSL Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayers here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are down in Orem and in Lehigh, soon to be at Traverse Mountain. I can't wait for you to be just a little bit closer to the Salt Lake Valley.
Oh, Lindsay, you're a sweetheart. We are so excited to build that brand new location. It's kind of a mountain modern feel. It's nothing like anything in all of Utah. We will be selling our Lehigh store at some point and moving the staff and all the furnishings over to that new location. But like everyone else, we're just waiting for construction costs to come down, especially in the commercial development area right now. Commercial construction is off the charts, and just the steel alone is outrageous, and it's like a year out. So we're just going to hang tight for a minute, see how things go. And we're just enjoying this real estate market. Not only am I an interior designer, but I'm also an investor in this local Utah market. I'm a homegrown, born in Utah, Provo High, BYU girl, and just really love Utah, anything and everything about it. Today, we have been giving you tips and tricks if you are a buyer, if you are a seller, in hopefully making a ton of money in the Utah real estate market. We have Craig Whiting back on the show with us. He is the Prime Real Estate Experts owner and broker. And I think this has been a really valuable episode. So if you missed previous segments, make sure you go back and podcast this episode. If you are thinking of buying or selling your home, and maybe you're not, but you know someone, make sure you share this info with them. Craig, we only have a few minutes left. Last minute tips and tricks.
Well, I'll just say this. For any of those of you who are listening, considering whether you should be in real estate or not, 90% of millionaires make it that way through real estate. You really have to get into the market. And you happen to be in one of the most promising areas for real estate, like purchasing, investing, long-term value that you can be in the entire United States. It is one of the hot spots and will continue to be so. So you need to get into the market. We have ability to help you as a buyer. If you think you cannot buy, come talk to us still, because we've got methods to help you buy and things we haven't talked about today, other types of avenues to help you get into a home, whether it be seller financing or some other tips and tricks that we also use. Contact us so we can help you get in now while prices are still good. And then if you're a seller, you're going to leave thousands and thousands of dollars on the table if you do not use a professional. And the numbers play that out. I'm not just saying that because I'm a realtor. Fact of the matter is, for sale by owners, there's tons of math and research to prove this, will sell for a lower price. Even when you count commissions and everything to it, you're going to pocket less. But you do need to talk to the right professional because not everybody's experience is as you might think. It only takes 120 hours to get into real estate. That's not much. 120 hours on a test, that's not much. You want to work with people who have sold hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate, who have a master's degree in real estate development, who have been at the top of the game, and will not charge you an arm and a leg to use their service. And so we provide not just that expertise behind you, we have a strong team that helps with every aspect of this. I've got a personal executive assistant that helps me. I've got a transaction coordinating team that is behind me helping with all the paperwork. An amazing operations manager in our company, amazing principal broker that I've got that's my sidekick. Amazing, amazing individual. His name is Marty McKay. And our team will help you buy or sell and do so correctly. Something we're super proud of at Prime Real Estate Experts is that we have never lost a legal dispute, ever. And the reason that's the case is we understand the laws surrounding the purchase or the sale. And so if you're a seller that needs to sell and feel that, okay, I can put that property behind me, come talk to us. None of our sellers have ever been successfully sued after the sale because we will help you with the disclosure process. We help with all that legal paperwork to make sure you can sell and walk away feeling free.
How does one get an executive assistant? That's what I want to know.
Oh,
well, you need one of those.
Yeah.
But can you have a husband?
That's kind of like an executive assistant.
Yeah.
He does not do that for me.
Get an executive assistant. It changes your life.
Seriously.
I'm going to give her a shout out. Ashley Curtis is the bomb.
Ashley,
she's awesome.
You're amazing.
And she helps with so much of what goes on. And she was telling me this the other day. She said, Craig, I'm sort of a behind the scenes player. And I said, you know what, Ashley? Your heart is also behind the scenes as well.
That's the best kind of player to be. All the like feeling of doing good work, but none of the like public pressure.
Yeah. But so I would just say you've got to work with a really professional team that's excellent. And anyway, we've got that the ingredients here at Prime Real Estate Experts to make that happen for you. And you'd be surprised. You would be very surprised that you can talk to us and the value that we're going to give you without charging an arm and a leg to make that happen and help you achieve your goals in real estate.
So, Craig, experience is key. You do market analysis for people.
We'll do a free market analysis. We will help you understand the value of your property, and it's an exceptionally good market analysis. There are times we go toe-to-toe with appraisers when the appraisal comes in low, sometimes for sellers, and we provide them our analysis, and they will bump their appraisal back up to what we did originally.
That's incredible.
So we've got that expertise behind you as well. You can find us at primerealestateexperts.com. Just Google me, Craig Whiting, real estate. You'll find me. Find my contact information. We're happy to help you.
You're getting the most amount of money you can in the shortest amount of time. Who doesn't love that? Make it simple and easy with the best experienced team in the state of Utah, Craig Whiting and his team, Prime Real Estate Experts. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Come check us out. We have an additional 20% off the entire store, which already has no one beats our prices. See you next week. Thanks again.